感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
今天迎着弟兄姊妹们的爱心，请了很多的福音朋友在这里。
Today we are because of brothers and sisters' love, we have invited so many friends here.
今天我在这里，就像刚才我们唱的第一首诗歌，我们要赞美神的慈爱和他的信实。
As I stand here, I feel I'm just like the hymn we just sang, that we want to thank our Lord's faithfulness and His loving kindness.
明天是父亲节。
Tomorrow is the Father's Day.
这里有好多爸爸。
And there are so many fathers here.
你们对儿女身上的爱心，你们有没有这样的时间？你们真希望巴不得你们的儿子知道你们用心良苦。
With all the love you have toward your children, do you have this heart that your children would know how much kind of this loving heart you have toward them?
但是儿女有时候并不领情。
But sometimes your children would not receive your love.
也不懂得你们真正的用意和爱在哪里。
Nor do they know your purpose and your love for them. What are they?
所以在纪念父亲节的前夕
So as on this eve before the Father's Day
我也想起我自己的父亲
I recall my own father
也想起我们小时候在家里的许多光景
And I also recall all the incidents when we were young in our home
但是不管地上的父亲如何的爱孩子
But regardless how the earthly fathers might love their children,
他们的看法和做法还都是有限的
Their thoughts, their doings are limited.
而天上的父亲就不一样
But our Father in heaven is different.
我们在这里的每一个基督徒，除了地上的父亲以外我们还有一位天上的父亲。
Every Christian here, not only do we have our earthly father, but we also have a heavenly father.
这一位父亲
And this father
是造天地的神
is the God who created the heavens and earth.
他的智慧无穷无尽
His wisdom is boundless and infinite.
但是当我们还没有信他的时候
But before we believe in him,
我们也不领这个情
Nor do we understand his heart.
所以在我们还活在罪恶各范式的时候
so,
我们的主因着爱我们
When we still live in sins and all the transgressions, our Lord, because he loved us,
他就被钉在十字架上为了我们的罪
He was crucified on the cross because of our sins.
主耶稣钉在十字架上是实实在在的事情。
The Lord Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross, this is a fact.
他的宝血，只有他的宝血能够赦免我们的罪。
And his precious blood and that alone could forgive our sins.
我不知道这里的福音朋友们有没有想过，有一天我们离开这个世界的时候，我们会面对什么？
All the gospel friends here, I don't know if you have ever thought of this. One day after you leave in this world, what is that you are going to be facing?
按着定命，人人都有一死。
It is appointed to die for everyone after death.
死后且有审判。
After death, there is judgment.
所以我们中国有一句古话说，人之将死。
Therefore, Chinese have a saying that when a man is about to die, what he says is true and good.
鸟之将亡，其鸣也哀。
Now, a bird is about to die, its chirping is also very sad.
所以我们没有办法来面对这一个最大的问题，就是神审判的问题。
None of us is able to meet this greater matter, that is,The matter of judgment.
不管你在地上有多少地位
It doesn't matter what high position you might hold here on earth.
不管你有多少钱财
Nor does it matter how much money you might have.
不管你做了多少善事
Nor does it matter how many good works you have performed.
到那个时候，我们就 怎么来面对这个时候。所以主耶稣钉死在十字架上是代替了我们的罪。
On that day, how are you going to meet the Lord? So the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross to replace all our sins.
而且主耶稣说他三天以后就复活。
And also the Lord Jesus was raised up in 3 days.
他复活以后给了我们新的生命。
After he resurrected, he's giving us this new life.
我们接受了这个复活的生命以后。
And after we receive this risen life,
我们就成了神的儿女。
We now become God's children.
我们就可以叫这位造天地的神阿爸父神。
Then we could call this God who is the creator of the heavens and earth our Abba Father.
所以我们今天所讲的不是一个宗教。
So today what we're talking about is not a religion.
我们讲的是一位慈父。
We're speaking of this father of loving kindness.
我小时候虽然出生在一个基督徒的家庭。
Although I was born into a Christian family.
三代基督徒。
And we have been Christians throughout the 3 generations.
我像这么小，像这么小孩子的时候，我已经开始聚会。
And when I was just at your age, I had been going to church.
我外婆从小就把神的话教给我。
My grandma had been teaching me all of God's word when I was young.
也教我背神的话语。
She also taught me to memorize God's word.
但是我跟神的关系
But my relationship with God
是个宗教关系
was that of religion.
就是什么呢？
And then what is that?
他高高在上。
That he was high above there.
我需要他的时候，我祷告。
When I need him, I will pray to him.
我要考试的时候，我祷告。
When I was about to take a test, and I prayed about it.
我生病的时候，我祷告。
When I was sick, I would pray.
主回答了我的祷告。
After the Lord answered my prayer,
我得到了我想得到的。
After I had received what I wanted,
就忘记他了。
Then I forgot about him.
就忘恩负义。
And I have become so ungrateful.
许多事情都比主重要。
There are so many things that matter much more than our Lord.
所以这一个关系，一直到有一天，我认识到。他是我的父亲的时候
This relationship maintained until the very day that I realized that he is my father.
而且认识到他的信实和他的慈爱的时候
Until that very day, I realized his faithfulness and his loving kindness.
这个关系变成了一个真实的、亲密的个人的关系。
Then this change has now turned into true, intimate, real relationship.
所以，福音朋友们，我们向你们所介绍的这一位主。
So, gospel friends, the very Lord we are introducing to you here.
不是一个心理的寄托。
It's not something in your heart that you just rely on.Spiritually,
不是一个精神的安慰。
This is not some emotional consolance.
那么，我是怎么经历他的呢
？How did I experience him?
在解放前，我父亲是在银行里做的。
Before communism took over mainland China, my father worked in a bank.
他的工作调任到台北。
He was transferred to Taipei.
而且他是在银行里是第二把手
And he held the second highest position in that bank
所以我们当我们前夕要离开上海的时候
On the eve before we left Shanghai
我妈妈求我爸爸不要走
My mom pleaded with my father not to go
因为我外婆生了疾病
Because my grandma was ill.
我觉得这么一分开的话，不知道什么时候再可以见到外婆。
She felt that with this separation, she didn't know when would we see grandma anymore.
所以我们的行李虽然已经到了香港，就从香港运了回来。
Although our luggages had been already shipped to Hong Kong, it was shipped back to us.
而且呢，我们的飞机票。 就让掉，让给别人。
And we just gave our airline tickets to somebody else.
所以我的爸爸在当时留下来的时候呢，还有我的舅舅。我的舅舅呢，因为看不惯国民党的腐败，就劝我父亲不要走。
And so my father stayed, and also my uncle told my father that don't go to the Taipei, Taiwan, because there was so much corruption there with the Nationalist Army.
他说你是清华毕业的，你是靠本事吃饭的，你又不是国民党员，所以共产党不会碰你的。
So my uncle told my father that you're a professional, and you know, you didn't have to depend on the nationalists. The communists would treat you nicely.
所以我爸爸就留下了。
Therefore, my father agreed to stay.
所以在这里有多少从大陆出来的？
How many of us came from mainland China?
所以根据你们了解的政策，你们说我们这个家会不会完全没有事情？
So according to all your understanding, do you suppose there would be nothing happening to our family?
当时的时候，我们的亲戚中间有很多都到美国留学。
In those days, a lot of my relatives had gone to the States to study.
所以随着一次一次的政治运动
，So throughout all the politics movement，
我父亲在1957年的时候
，In 1957，
就因两句话戴了右派帽子。
My father, because of the two statements he made, was condemned by the Communist Party.
一个就是说，苏联不一定是老大哥。
One, he said that the Soviet Union shouldn't be the our big brother, the best partner.
还有就是说，外行不能领导内行。
And also he said the those who are not in the profession should not lead those of the professionals.
但是他是已经内定好就是右派的。
So he was predestined to be the one who was for the right wings.
所以他戴了右派帽子以后呢，那一次对我来说，这个是很难忘记的。
So I can never forget that he was so condemned to be the right wing conservatives.
因为那天他戴帽子的那天，正好是我妈妈40岁生日。
Because the very day he was condemned was my mom's 40th birthday.
客人到家里来，等他等不回来。
All the guests were in my house, but we had been waiting and waiting. My father never returned.
可是到客人走完了，他回来。
My father did return after all the guests had gone.
把我叫到他房间。
My father called me to his room.
他抱着我大哭。
And he just held me tight and cried bitterly.
他说 ,Nina, Daddy, 对不起你。
And he said, Nina, Daddy is sorry.
他说我没有走。
I didn't go.
他就说他没有。
I didn't go to Taiwan.
他说这样的话你可能就再也受不到高等教育了。
Because I stayed, you would never have the chance to have a higher education.
那在这里的大陆来的都知道，如果是右派的孩子
，All of you had come from China, you knew children from the right wing.
要进大学或者是在比较进好的学校，一生都会受影响，是不是这样
？Would never be able to go to a good university. All their lives would be greatly impacted.
所以当时我也哭。
Therefore, at that time, I cried also.
我跟爸爸说你不要急。
So I said to my father, don't worry.
我一定拼命读书为你争取。
I will study so hard, I'll make you proud of me.
所以在后来的两年中我就变了一个人。
So in the 2 years after, I changed to a different person.
我在中学的时候我是很皮的。
In middle school, I was a naughty girl.
可是父亲戴了右派帽子以后，我们就变成二等公民。
And Ever since my father was condemned as a right-wing conservative, we had now become the second-class citizens.
所以说话也就谨慎。
Therefore, we were very careful about what we said.
而且父亲呢，被调到当时上海有一个郊区，是叫天山农场，就在西郊的在下面。
There was a farm called 天山 Farm. It's outside of Shanghai.
爸爸就到那里去放牛改造。
And my father was sent there to be re-educated, and he took care of all the herd.
这个两年中。
During these 2 years of re-education,
我爸爸身上藏了一本圣经。
My father hid a copy of the Bible in.
所以很稀奇，他虽然吃很多苦，但是他并没有苦读。
Amazingly, although he suffered so much, but there was no bitterness in him.
他没有很多的抱怨。
There weren't many complaints.
但话变得很少。
Although he spoke very little.
后来。我进了大学。
After I got into college,
我进了华东师范大学。
I went to a teacher's school, 华东 University.
在那个时候，像我这么一个出身的，要进华师大，是神的恩典。
In those days, with my birth, with my background, to enter that college was truly from God's grace.
但是在五年的大学中间
And in my 5 years college life
我又是二等公民
I again became the second class citizen
因为你很明显的就在班级里面你根本没有说话的余地
Because among my classmates it's so apparent that I just had no place to speak at all
人家都看不起你的
People simply despise you
你的一举一动都有人看着的。
And people were watching for you of every movement.
但是好不容易熬到大学毕业了。
Finally, I graduated from college.
但是最难过的就是那一年，就在我毕业的这一年，我爸爸得了癌症。
On the very year that I graduated from college, it's the most heartbreaking that my father got a cancer.
他得的是胰腺癌。
He had this
pancreas
cancer.
所以非常疼痛。
And he was in great pain.
那我毕业的时候，父亲已经在医院里了。
After I graduated from college, my father was already hospitalized.
在九月份。
In September.
那时候我跟我妹妹几乎就是说每天到医院帮爸爸去擦洗。
In those days, my sister and I went to the hospital every day to wash him.
但是碰不上他的皮肤，碰上他就痛。
But the moment we touched his skin, he was in great agony.
他每天靠杜冷丁，靠吗啡过日子。
Every day he lived off morphine.
所以，但是很稀奇，到九月。二十号，二十六号那一天。
But amazingly, on September 26th,
爸爸跟我说
，My father said to me,
"Nina, 你叫医生来。
Nina, call the doctor in."
我没有病了。
I'm cured. I'm fine.
其实那一天他还是一个鼻子鼻管就是氧气管。
But actually, on that day, they still have the oxygen tube in one of his nostrils.
另外一个是抽胆水的管子。
And the other tube is to take out the gall water.
还有就是身上都是 IV, 已经插的没有地方好插了。
His whole body is covered with IV, to the point that they couldn't find another good place to do this IV anymore.
但是他说叫医生来。
However, he said, call the doctor.
把管子都拔掉。
Take out all the tubes.
我要回家。
I'm going home.
我当时不懂。
At that time, I didn't understand him.
我以为他要回上海的家。
I thought he was going back to the home at Shanghai.
他当时在第六人民医院。
And he was hospital.
我家就住在北京西路。
And I lived on 北京的西路。
Sorry. 因为这里有上海来的。 福音朋友，所以我就讲这个地点。
北京 West Road
很近。
Because there are friends who came from Beijing, I have to share.
上海
I have to share on this.
They know the location,
because they know the location.
所以我就说你不能回家。
So I told him, you can't go home.
你这么病。
You're so sick.
但是那天我跟我妹妹翻他，他都不痛。
But on that day when my sister and I trying to turn him over, he didn't feel any pain.
他叹气，他说你不懂。
And he sighed, he said, you don't understand.
他又说了一遍。
And he said again,
叫医生来。
Call the doctors.
那时候我跟叶医生已经订婚了。
At that time, I was engaged to Dr. Ye.
他已经是医生了。
And he was a doctor already.
所以他也在旁边，我也在旁边，我妈妈在旁边，我妹妹在旁边。
So he, my sister, my mom, and I were all by the bedside.
爸爸的眼睛就朝上看。
And the father's eyes looked upward.
他笑了。
And he smiled.
那么多年来，我没有看见父亲这么笑。
I have never seen him smile like this for all these years.
他说，天开了。
And he says the heaven was opened.
主耶稣派人来接我了。
The Lord Jesus is sending for me.
所以他很开心地笑。
He was so happy. He smiled from year to year.
就这么他就过去了。
And he, in this way he passed away.
医生护士来把他的管子都拔了。
So the doctors and nurses came and pulled out all the tubes.
可是那个时候我受不了了。
But at that time I couldn't take it.
你们想想，我这些年我好好读书，我就希望让爸爸看到。我大学毕业了。
Think of this, all these years I have studied so hard just for him to see this.
所以我就把自己泼在他身上，又喊又叫。我说 Daddy 啊，你不能走。
Therefore I threw myself upon my father and I screamed like cries and I said, Daddy, don't go.
你看女儿已经毕业了。
Do you see that? I graduated.
我为你争气了。
And I made you so proud.
所以我真想用我第一个月赚的工资能够替爸爸买一点东西。
I really wanted to buy something for my father with my first month's salary.
哪怕给他一点好吃的都可以。
Just something that tastes good for him.
可是他已经不会吃了。
But he wasn't able to eat anymore.
所以我就摇他，又哭又叫的。
Therefore I shook him, I screamed, I yelled.
稀奇的事情是
，and amazingly，
他睁开眼睛再看我们一次。
He opened his eyes. He looked at me one more time.
这在你们医生讲起来是觉得不可能的事情。
To all your doctors, this didn't seem to be possible.
那天我们都在他身边。
And on that day, all of us were around him.
他说了一句，他朝我妈妈这里看过来，看我们一圈。
He looked at my mom first and moved his gaze around.
他说不要哭。
And he said, do not cry.
我们都会再见的。
We will see each other once more.
这个就成了我一生的安慰。
And his saying has been my comfort all my life.
朋友们，我相信我跟爸爸会再见的。
Friends, I believe I will see my father again.
为什么？
Why?
这是神所应许的。
Because this is what God has promised.
神说有就有，命立就立。
God said it and it was done. God commanded and it stood firm.
因为我们靠着主耶稣的宝血。
Because by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们靠着主耶稣给我们复活的生命。
And by the risen life our Lord Jesus Christ has given us.
我们这个身体虽然有一天会过去。
Although our body would one day pass away.
但我们的灵魂永远长存。
But our souls, our spirits stay forever.
这是永远的。
And this is eternal.
在人看来。我父亲没有去台湾是错的。
From man's point of view, it was such a mistake that my father had not gone to Taiwan.
造成我们家 很大的变化。
And this decision caused such great turmoil in my family.
但是从今天我回想一切的时候，我感谢神。
But today, as I reflect on all that had happened, I really thank our God.
因为我爸爸在他解放前，他是一个很成功的银行家。
Before China was liberated, my father was a very successful banker.
他非常骄傲。
And he was very proud.
他虽然信耶稣。
Although he believed in Jesus,
他只不过星期天到教会道一道。
He just went to the churches on Sundays only.
他没有时间好好读神的话。
Never did he really have the time to study God's word thoroughly.
所以苦难有时候实在是叫我们得益处。
So suffering sometimes really profit us in the end.
他在两年在改造的时候，
In the 2 years of the re-education,
他藏了这本圣经，
He hid this copy of his Bible.
成了他每天的精神的食粮，
Which became his daily spiritual food.
虽然他过世的时候才只有59岁，
Although he passed away at the age of 59,
但是他确确实实看到主来接他。
But indeed, truly, he has seen his Lord who came to fetch him.
他确确实实回天家。
And he actually had gone back to his heavenly home.
当时我在65年9月26号的时候，我生不如死。
In 1965, September 26, that day, I felt I would rather die.
我伤心透了。
And I was so heartbroken.
可是到66年，文化革命开始了。
But in 1966, when the cultural revolution started,
我感谢神。
I thank my God.
我爸爸这么平安地在病床上死去。
That my father had passed away so peacefully in bed.
要远胜过许多文化革命中被打死的枪。
And that was much better than all those who suffered and died during the Cultural Revolution.
所以在父亲去世以后，
So after my father passed away,
根据中国的习俗，你们都知道，药要等三年守孝。
And according to Chinese custom, you all know this, that children have to observe this mourning for 3 years.
或者在一百天里面要成亲。
Or you have to get married within 100 days.
所以我就在12月底跟弟兄结婚。
So I decided to get married with my husband at the end of December of that year.
但不是我决定的，是他们家里一定要这个时候，因为他们觉得等三年太久了。
I didn't make this decision, but his family made the decision that saying that 3 years simply was too long.
我妈妈同意了。
And my mom agreed.
所以嫁过去以后呢？
So after I was married into his house,
我被派到上海师范学院教书。
I was sent to the teacher school in Shanghai.
我是那时候是上海师院大概最年轻的老师。
In those days, I was the youngest teacher there.
可是好景不长。
But this good thing didn't last long.
我嫁给他的时候，我们在上海在各种的生活条件都比较优越。
When I was married to my husband, in those days that generally speaking, we were very better off than most of the people.
因为他爸爸是一个化学界的权威。
Because my husband's father was an authoritative figure in the field of chemistry.
所以他们家还有独立的洋房。
So they had their single house there.
还有保姆。
And they had nannies.
所以我嫁过去以后的生活开始非常忧郁。
So I had a very wonderful married life in the very beginning.
我跟主的关系呢就非常平常。
And then at that time, my relationship with my Lord was just ordinary.
我所追求的
What I pursue after
是希望在学业上、事业上做得好一点。
Is that I would excel in my career in academics.
我所顾念的都是眼睛看得见的。
What I concerned about is the visible things.
所以对主的关系好像我并不需要他。
So as to my relationship to the Lord, it's just I don't need him.
然后没有想到在66年文化革命开始了。
Did I know that in 1966 the Cultural Revolution started?
8月24号，上海第一批吵架。
And August 24th, this is the first time they came to confiscate the homes.
我们家是第一批。
And my house is among the very first.
因为解放以后，他爸爸是完全守法的。
After the liberation, my husband's father was a very law-abiding citizen.
所以所有的运动都没有碰到他。
So none of the political movements touched him.
但是文化革命这个家就变成了对象。
However, at the Cultural Revolution, his home had become the very object of their movement.
首先我要感谢主的是我的公公和婆婆非常敬虔。
Now, the first thing that I would like to thank my God is that my in-laws are very devoted Christians.
他们实在爱主。
They truly love the Lord.
他们有三个儿子。
They have three sons.
我先生是老大。
And my husband was the oldest one.
还有老二和老三，一个是交大的，毕业以后是做工程师的。
And the second one is engineering, graduated from Jiao Tong University.
另外一个也是医生。
The third one is also a doctor.
所以文化革命一开始，我们这一家六个都是臭老九。
So at the beginning of the Cultural Revolution, the six members of my household were classified as the worst kind of citizen.
所以呢抄家的时候，在家里抄出26本圣经。
When they confiscated our home, they found out 26 copies of the Bible.
这是罪名。
And this,
对不对
？And this is something to be condemned, right?
在无神论的国家，你家里抄出26本圣经，而且我们的家里常常还有小的聚会的。
In an atheist country, you should have 26 copies of the Bible, and plus, you always had some meetings in your home.
所以那一天抄家这个概念，我们以前从来没有的。
So this is something we never thought of. This notion simply did not exist.
我们在吃晚饭的时候就有一群红卫兵。
While we were eating dinner, there was just a group of red guards.
就冲进来
rushing into our house
把我们六个人关在六个不同的憋出和房间里
they just shut us six of us into different rooms of our house
然后就开始翻箱倒柜的
then they started ravaging my house
然后就在园子里我们有一个花园
and we had a garden in our house
就在花园里点了火就开始烧
Right in the garden that ignited the fire to burn all the
所有你珍惜的东西
all the things that you cherish
你的照片
your pictures
你的藏书
and those books you have been keeping
名贵的字画
expensive pictures scrolls of words
都在火里
all into the fire
古董是用麻袋装的
they put all the antiques in sacks.
然后用榔头把它全部敲碎
and smash them all with hammers
那这样的抄家连续不断
and this kind of confiscation lasted a long time
如果记得清的话我们家抄家大概有20多次
if my memory is correct I believe they did this to our house for 26 times
后24
times.
后来就是卡车来
And then in the end, the truck came.
卡车来了以后就装东西
And they just loaded everything.
从地毯到吊灯
Starting from the carpet up to the chandeliers, everything.
所以啊，说明圣经里的一句话
And this just made it clear one statement in the Bible, that is the wealth had no end, that would lose.
所以我们如果拼命追求钱财的话，我可以告诉你，钱财靠不住的。
If you continue to pursue after this uncertain riches, I can tell you that, you know, they're not dependable.
文化革命是那样。
It is so with the Cultural Revolution.
今天的经济的 tsunami 也是这样。
It is also true with today's economics.
是不是？现在虽然美国没有文化革命。
Isn't that so that although today we do not have the Cultural Revolution?
但谁能想到今天的经济风暴？
But who could ever imagine this economic storm to such a magnitude?
所以我们的依靠不在钱财。
Therefore, our reliance is not on riches.
我们的东西全部毁掉以后。
After they've destroyed all our things.
九家人家搬进来。
Nine families move in.
搬进我们的房子。
Into our house.
跟我们同住。
And stay with us together.
是来监督我们的。
Actually, they came to supervise, watch over us.
我们全家被赶到底层。
And all of my family was driven down to the basement.
而且在家里也是二等公民。
And again, we became the second class citizens.
物质的东西除掉了。
They had taken away all the material things.
而且在九家人搬进来前，我们的家惨到什么地步？就是没有一块玻璃窗是准的，全部敲完的。
And、before these families move in, our family was in such a desperate condition that none of the windows was complete intact.
下雨的时候，我们要用纸板把它去遮起来。
When it rained, we need to use a cardboard to cover it.
所以在这种光景下，
in this
我们做孩子的都想不通。
We as children simply could not understand this.
我们觉得我们所信的神在哪里？
We simply question the God, where is he whom we believe?
他怎么不看顾我们？
Why is he not watching over us?
可是爸爸妈妈却一直对我们说。
But our parents continue to say to us,
赏赐的是耶和华。
It is the Lord who gives.
收取的也是耶和华。
It is also the Lord who takes away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
他们对主的信心，
the faith,
实在是我们心里佩服他们。
The faith they had toward our Lord is just something we admire so much.
我的公公当时时候，我们赚六十块钱。对不对？我们的工资是六十块钱。大陆的工资很有意思，你只要知道哪一年毕业的，就知道你赚几块钱。
Now in China, if they knew in which year you graduated, they would know how much you would earn. And in those days,
全部一样的。
And this is just a common practice throughout China. And in those days, I earned $60 a month.
而我公公那时候是360块钱一个月的。
My father-in-law earned $360 a month.
但一抄家以后，他跟我婆婆一人只有13块的生活费，所以他们一个月拿26块钱。
But after they confiscated our home, my in-laws earned $13 each a month. So in total, $26 for two of them.
奇妙的是十年下来
，Amazingly, after 10 years,
我们没有问人家借过一块钱。
We never had to ask $1 from others.
我婆婆本来身体是很娇的。
My mother-in-law was very tender physically.
她常常要靠很多补药。
So she needed a lot of medications to.Nurture her health.
但在这个十年中间，
But during these 10 years,
她没有生病。
Never was she sick once.
她也没有过不去。
Nor was she had a time that she wasn't able to recover from her sickness.
她每天依靠主。
Every day She simply depend on her God.
而且她非常刚强。
She was extremely strong.
那时候啊，李弄里来逼她要跳中字舞，唱中字歌。你们还记不记得？年纪大一点的就记得。You don't understand it, maybe.
In those days, in those days, all the town people would come to force her to sing religious songs and dances.
You know why? They treat Mao as an idol. So everybody has to bow before his portrait or sing hymns to praise him. 所以当时对着毛主席的像就是要造请诗、晚汇报、跳中字舞、唱中字歌，你们这里还记得不记得？是整个中国就变成一个典型的偶像，就是就把毛当偶像拜的。
In those days, they treated Mao, Mao Zedong as an idol. So all day long, they just simply had to praise him. They have to sing to him, dance to him.
我婆婆拒绝。
And my mother-in-law refused to do so.
她不肯拜。
And she refused. She didn't want to do it.
她挨打。
So she was badly beaten up.
她挨打了还是不肯拜。
Even so, she still refused to do it.
结果他们就在我们园子的大门上、铁门上写了四个字。
Therefore, they just wrote four words on the front door of our house.
魔鬼之家。
And this is the house of demon, devil.
可是神把这个羞辱在二十几年以后抹去了。
But 20 years later, God had removed this reproach from our house.
我记得我1988年回去接我婆婆出来的时候。
I remember in 1988 when I went back to China to take to receive my mother-in-law to take her over here.
以前打她的人都来送行。
And those who once beat her came to say goodbye to her.
跟她说老太太真福气。
And they said to her that, oh, you're so blessed, your lady.
我婆婆就告诉他们我所有的福气都是靠信靠主耶稣而来。
And my mother-in-law said, all my blessings came from the Lord whom I trust.
所以就看到神的信实。
So you see the Lord's faithfulness.
今天我们在唱歌，唱主的慈爱。
Today,
唱主的信实。
We sing the Lord's faithfulness, the Lord's mercy.
我在这里可以见证一件事。
Here I could testify one thing.
倚靠主耶稣的绝不至于蒙羞。
He who relies on the Lord Jesus Christ will never be put to shame.
这位神是又真又活的。
And this God is true and living.
我们需要认识他。
We need to know him.
我们需要信靠他。
We need to rely on him.
后来我们先是物质上的东西没有了。
Now, first, we lost all the material things.
家里留下的就是一些零零碎碎的床板啊，可以睡在板上啊，就是凡是被超过家的都能体会。这里有不少人在点头。
Some of those who are nodding his or her head because they could understand this. After your house is confiscated, nothing is left except the piecemeal things. Maybe some board on which you could sleep.
物质的东西没有了。
So all the material things were taken away.
接下来就是我们人人生受隔离了。我们人受隔离审查了。
Next, that our members will be separated from one another.
六个人，我们六个家庭人员被关在五个地方。
Six members of my household were shut in five different places.
谁都不知道其他人死活。
None of us know what's going on with the others.
当时文化革命最大的罪行是什么？现行反革命。
What's the greatest crime during the Cultural Revolution?
就是讲话言论。
Is your talking, your speech.
所以我在美国，我很稀奇啊，人可以随便骂总统。
So in the States, I just feel so amazed that people could just say whatever can lambaste to their president.
我们在大陆骂小组长都不敢骂他。
And in mainland China, it's even impossible for you to say something bad about your immediate supervisor.
真的。
It is really so.
当时如果有两个人证明你在同一个时间讲过江青是什么问题的话，你可以枪毙的。
If two witnesses at those times testify, you say something bad about the person in authority, you could be simply shot to death.
所以当时许多家庭被毁了。
Therefore, in those days, so many families were destroyed.
怎么毁法呢？就是儿女揭发父母亲。
How did they do it? Children would tell on parents.
父母亲揭发儿女。
And parents would tell on children.
兄弟中间互相揭发。
And they did so among brothers.
甚至夫妻中间互相揭发。
This happened even among couples.
人自私的本性。
Man's selfish nature.
在文化革命中间是暴露的最彻底的。
Was exposed totally during the Cultural Revolution.
同事中间。
Among colleagues.
不敢讲真话的。
You would never dare to say your true word.
所以我们家六个人被关在五个地方。
Therefore, six members of my household had been shut in five different places.
我是新嫁过去的媳妇。
And I was just newly wed.
所以我是个突破口。They want to get me through this house.
Oh, okay. And
use me
yeah,
to.
They thought I was a very, I was a weak link. So
right.
Through me, they could do something.
所以我被关进去的时候。
So when I was imprisoned.
收过身的。
I was searched, my body was searched by them.
身上他就给你几套可以替换的衣服。
They just gave you two or three pieces of clothing you could wear.
然后就是红宝书 ,mouse book.
Mouse book.、
Okay. 一个拍子簿给你写
的。A notepad that you could write reports to them.、
一支圆珠笔
a pen,
一个小电筒
a small flashlight,
就这样
and that's it, then you just went to the jail.
整个学校当时时候在文化革命中间学校是不上课的。
During the Cultural Revolution that the school was shut down.
学生的任务就是逗老师。
Now the children's responsibility is simply was to tell on their teachers to persecute them.
大学完全停课的。
All the colleges were closed.
所以红卫兵六个红卫兵管我
So six red guards watched over me
分三班
And it took three divisions
他们八小时一班
Every 8 hours was a shift
所以人就变成笼子里的动物
So man simply became an animal caught in a cage
他们羞辱你
They simply humiliated you
他咒骂你的家里
they curse your family
骂你的父母亲
they call our names on your parents
这是硬的
and this is some hard strategy they use
软的呢
and with the soft strategy they would
他就劝我跟叶医生离婚
they would plead with me to divorce my husband
嫁一个党员
marry another person who is in the political party.
然后你就站到人民这边来。
Then you would stand alongside people.
我那时候才二十几岁。
And I was in my twenties.
你晓得一个人被关的时间长了以后。
You know that after a person is imprisoned for quite a long time.
每天是度日如年。
Every day turns into a year.
你看不到盼望的。
Because you have no hope.
尤其我要强调的一点，就那是我跟主的关系。
I just emphasize this point that the relationship between my Lord and me
不是那么强
wasn't that strong.
所以我非常的软弱
So I was extremely weak.
年轻人你们要记住
Young men, remember this.
在你们一生所走的路上
Throughout your life as you walk in the Lord's way.
只要你们跟主的关系对
As long as your relationship with the Lord is right.
你们没有东西可以怕的。
You should not be afraid of anything.
如果一个人从心里敬畏神
If a person fears God from his heart,
什么都不怕。
He has nothing to fear.
但如果我们心里没有神
But if we do not have God in our heart,
我们什么都怕。
We would be afraid of everything.
所以在那个时候我看不到希望。
Now at that time, I simply do not see any hope.
但是我又不敢死。
But I wouldn't dare to commit suicide.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为外婆从小就告诉我。
Because my grandma had taught me ever since I was young.
人的生命在神手里。
Man's life is in the hand of God.
我们不能随便自己把自己的了解自己的生命的。
We could never end our life according to our own will.
所以呢，我心里知道有这件事。
So I do know this teaching in my heart.
当这个念头出来的时候
，Once the notion of the suicide appeared,
我就告诉自己不可以。
I would tell myself no.
可是事情不断的发展。
But as things continue to unfold,
在文化革命中间，他隔离呀、啊，是隔离，关你一阵，比如关个半年，关个几个月。
During the Cultural Revolution, they would put you in prison for several months.
拿不出什么东西，他就放你。
And since they couldn't find anything from you, they would let you go.
放了你几天觉得不放心又关回来
and then after a few days of your free life they weren't so sure and so they would put you back in the prison again
你知道吗在文化革命中间要死掉一个人是很普遍的事情
you know during the Cultural Revolution that it is such a common thing for a person to die
尤其是高级知识分子
especially those intellectuals highly educated
我们的圈子里面认识的亲戚朋友中间
Among the acquaintances or relatives in our circle
某某医生自杀了、
Dr. So-and-so committed suicide
某某专家不见了
And so-and-so, he was an expert, simply disappeared
不见了
They simply vanished
死了
Died
没人查的
And nobody would ever investigate
就收尸了
So they just took away the body
有的被打死了
Somebody would be beaten to death
活活被打死
Beaten to death
我们的亲戚中间有从美国留学因着爱国回去
Among my relatives, some of them because they loved China although they studied in the state they went back to China
一定说他是美国特务
They would say these people were American spies
隔离两个礼拜就打死了
After they separated them in a certain place for 2 weeks, they were simply beaten to death.
所以当时只看见是一片黑暗。
So in those days, what you could see is simply darkness.
看不见一点亮光。
No light whatsoever.
到1970年。
Now until 1970.
记得不记得林彪中央有一个统领
？Do you recall 林彪 who is president of a Chinese government?
No. At that time, 他是军委主席。你就说中央有一个统领。
In central government, there was this this leader.
所有的知识分子全部到农村。
All the intellectuals were driven to the farms.
到 countryside.
To the countryside.
Yeah. 那时候我们整个学院全部到。上海的郊区到松江
and all my school staff were relegated to the suburb of Shanghai to 松江
松江有一个蛇山大家都知道哈
you all know that 松江 had a 蛇山 a mountain
a small mountain 再进去一点，有一个小山叫罗山，刺猬罗，一个罗山。
If you're going a little bit further, there's small mountains called 罗山。
整个师院都到蛇山地区。
All my teacher school staff went to that place, 蛇山。
我们系就到罗山。
And my department was sent there, 罗山。
所以我就被隔离的就。被关在一个小的农舍里面。
I was quarantined and I was being placed in a small farmhouse.
两个红卫兵看着我。
So two red guards watched me.
在乡下干嘛呢？
What would we do in the countryside?
他们劳动的时候去劳动。
They went to labor in the field.
一剩下来的时间就是批斗会。
Once they have free time, they would just call this meeting to persecute us.
所以大会小会就是把我们这些人拉一个出来斗一天。
With meetings big or small, they would just pick one of us and then persecute us for the whole day.
在五月，就1970年5月11号这一天。
In May 11th, 1970,
他们有时候是小型的会。
Sometimes they have a small meeting.
有时候是大型的会。
Sometimes they would have this big meeting.
大型的会就大家要集中到一个公社礼堂去开会。
In the big meetings, everybody would come to a communal center.
两个红卫兵就压着我。
And two red guards were on my both sides.
把我压过到那个公社礼堂去。
They simply pressed me into that place.
我们经过一个石矿。
And we passed through a quarry.
Yeah, 这个石矿是用炸弹炸了以后，炸出来的石头是做焚山石头的。
焚山
就是做 tombstone。
They use dynamite to bless this place, and with the gravel, the stones they got, they would use them as a tombstone.
所以当我被压过这个石矿的时候
，as they took me through this quarry,
我望下去看见工人都在下面做工。
As I look down, I see all the workers working down there.
只有这么点大人
，and it look about just this big，
人很小
，little，
所以就说明这个 quarry 这个石矿非常深，已经炸了38年。
It tells me that this quarry was very very deep. They have been doing this for 38 years.
突然有一个念头到我脑子里
，all of a sudden this thought came into my mind.
我如果从这里跳下去的话
if I jump
有没有指望活
If I jump down from here, would I possibly live?
No.
No way.
绝对不可能。
No way whatsoever.
所以呢这个思想已经在我脑子里。
Therefore, this thought had been implanted in my head.
因为每一天早上睁开眼睛就被人羞辱。
Because every morning when I opened my eyes, I was humiliated.
而且吃饭也不一定吃三餐，他今天高兴给你吃一餐就吃一餐，吃两餐就吃两餐。
And they did not necessarily provide three meals each day. It's really up to their pleasure, maybe one or two or three meals.
所以我就开始说，我活着干嘛
？So I decided to ask myself, what's the purpose of my living?
同时，撒旦也是又真又活的。
And at the same time, you need to know Satan is true and living.
所以当我经过这一个石矿的时候
，As I passed through this quarry,
也有一个声音在我耳朵里
，A voice in my ear,
Nina, 你没有盼望
，Nina, you have no hope.
你活着有什么盼望？没有前途。
What hope, what future do you have if you live?
所以。去开会的时候，他们还是大会，照样的羞辱我。
So I went to the meetings and they just did as before. They humiliated me.
会后每一次，这是惯例啊。开完大的批斗会，接下来一定有几个人跟你谈话的。
This was just their custom. After a big persecution meeting, some people would come to talk to you.
就 再说怎么样人家对你的帮助你现在应该交代了。
They would ask me, how about this? After the people helped you, what do you say?
他们要我揭发叶家。
They want me to tell on the Ye's family, my husband's family.
他们用各种的办法告诉我你应该彻底的坦白你就有前途。
With all means, they simply told me, be frank, then you would have future for yourself.
如果你坚持不说的话
But if you insisted not telling on them
你就完了
That's the end of your life
所以在这种情况下
So under this kind of circumstance
你感到厌倦
You would feel so tired
然后呢突然有一个人告诉我
And then all of a sudden a person told me this
他说告诉你吧叶肖玲已经死了
Let me tell you 叶肖玲 died already
所以你跟叶家没有什么关系了。
So you have no relationship with the Ye's family anymore.
所以交代才是你的出路。
Now simply tell on them, and this is your way out.
这一天，我真的是看不到前途了。
On this very day, I really saw no hope, no future at all.
我回到农舍宿舍的时候，就那个小房子去的时候。
As I went back to my dorm, that small farmhouse,
我告诉那个红卫兵，我说我头痛，我想早点睡。
So I told the Red Guard that I have a headache. I need to go to bed early.
他们就骂我。
So they scolded me.
他说到现在你没有交代一份像样的材料出来。
Even until now, you haven't told us anything that's worth reading.
所以他说如果你再不好好交代的话看我们给你厉害看
Now, if you cannot come up with a good report see how we would treat you
你晓得那时候打人也是不稀奇的
You know, in those days, beating is nothing, no big deal
他们说不好就可以打上来的
If it displeases them, they would just hit you
那天晚上我不管怎么样我就躺在床上用被子把头盖着。
I lay in my bed with the blanket over my head.
我开始祷告。
I started to pray.
我说神啊。
And I say God.
你是慈爱的神。
You're the loving God.
你看到我的光景。
You have seen all my conditions.
我没有路走。
There's no way for me to go anymore.
我也不会有前途。
And I will have no future anyway.
你们知道我们没有什么，我身上是没有武器的，因为进去的时候都搜身的。
You know, I had no weapon in me before I went into that place. I was just frisked by them.
我只有一个头发卡子。
I just had a bobby pin on my head.
我就用这一个卡子。
And with this pin,
拼命地磕自己，在胸口磕了一个十字架。
With all my strength, I carved a cross in my chest
很浅我但是使得他流血
although it's not that deep but it might I just bled
浅浅的有一个血印一个十字架
and you could see with the blood stain a cross
我当时用了全身的力气刻这个十字架
at that time I used all my strength to carve this cross
我怕我万一死的话我的灵魂不得救
Because I was afraid that if I died, my soul would not be saved.
我用圆珠笔
And I also used a ball pen.
写了四个字
I wrote four words.
在被子里写的因为有个小电筒
I had this small flashlight, so under the cover, I wrote it.
天父慈悲
Be merciful, Heavenly Father.
四个字天父
Four words.
慈悲
Be merciful, Heavenly Father.
我只有一个祷告
And I had only one prayer
我说神啊求你今天晚上就接我去天家
And I said God tonight receive me back to your home
我说我爸爸已经在那里
My father is there
我先生又去了我整天在这群人中间每天受到的就是咒骂和羞辱
And I have been all day long among this group of peopleBeing humiliated, being reproached.
27 岁的人
I was 27 years old.
照理27岁是满了盼望满了理想
supposedly a person at 27 years old should have all the hope, all the aspirations.
可是我一点希望都看不到，一点亮光都看不出。
But for me, I saw no light, no future at all.
所以我就等两个红卫兵睡着的时候。
So I waited after the two Red Guards fell asleep.
听到他们的呼吸，知道他们熟睡了。
I heard their breathing, so I knew they fell asleep.
农村的门很好开的，挂上一滴，往里一拉就可以了。
The farm door was very easy to open. You just have to lift the latch a little bit up, pull it, and the door was open.
所以我就直冲那个石矿。
So I just rushed to that quarry.
我站在那里。
And I stood at that place.
当时的心情是只怕不死。
And my mood at that time is that the only fear that I had was that I would not die.
我希望一个很快的速死。
I want to die quickly.
所以我就跳下去。哦，我又做了一个祷告。
And before I jumped, I had a prayer.
我说神啊
，God，
救我
，save me.
我就下去了。
And I jumped down.
到今天
，until today，
我仍旧有这个 feeling。
I still have this feeling.
这个感觉是什么呢？就是七十多迈开高速公路，你开汽车，窗放下来的时候，这个头发，这个感觉。
I still had a feeling as though you're driving on highway at the speed of 70 miles per hour with all the windows down, and you could see all your hair was being blown off.
现在。我们住在一个 high-rise 的 apartment 里面。
Now we live in a high-rise apartment.
27楼高。
And it's a 27th story.
从我们的窗子望下去。
And from our window, we look down.
我可以告诉你们，我跳的地方还要高。
I could tell you that the place from where I jumped down was even higher than where we live now.
我没有理由活的。
I simply had no reason to live on.
当我醒过来的时候
，When I woke up，
我发现我自己躺在后面都是石矿。
And I realized I was lying on the place in the back of me, which is the quarry.
前面还有空旷之地。
And there was a spacious place right before me.
可是我站不起来。
But I couldn't stand up.
我浑身都是黏的
，and I just felt all my body. I felt so sticky.
我发现我没有死
，I realized I did not die.
这个时候又站不起来
，but at the same time I could not stand up.
我说主啊
，so I said Lord,
我不能这样
，it can't be.
求你接我去
，take me with you.
我就滚
，so I rolled.
我滚到另外一层的边上。
To the other part of the quarry.
我再跳一次。
Again, I jumped down.
你知道这个石矿啊，是炸了几十年，第一层是250公尺这么高。
You know this quarry is being blasted by dynamite for 20 plus years. So there were 30 plus years, and there were several levels. And the first level was about 20 feet high.
200
feet high.
他们这是后话，都是我的同事和看见我的人讲给我听的。
And,
他们说第二天早上有工人来上早班。
And all my friends told me this, on the second day when the worker came to work,
他发现一具尸首。
They found a dead body.
他们以为我是死者。
So they thought I died.
因为在这个石矿里发生过任何的事故的时候，就是说有人保险带断了，掉下来了，没有人活过的。
Because in that quarry, should anything ever happen, such as somebody was working there and the bell that held them suddenly snapped, they fell down.Never ever was one who lived.
都是粉身碎骨的。
They simply smashes to pieces.
你们这里有很多人都去过 Bear Mountain, 是不是？
Many of you have gone to
熊山去过没有
？Bear Mountain
near West Point 没有去过
？West Point anybody here?
熊山的样子 实际上就很像，就是说这一类的矿就是。
That bare mountain is pretty much like the quarry I was talking about.
所以当这个工人发现这个尸首的时候，他们没有办法知道是谁。
So, after the worker found this dead body, they couldn't figure out who that were.
他们就叫人来认。
So they just called people over to try to recognize this body.
当时有早上有炊事班的，来做早饭给大部队吃的。
In the morning, there were people who work in the kitchen, so they came.
跟我天天在一个办公室里的同事都认不出我。
Even those who work with me in the same office could not recognize me.
他们说你的头长得这么大。
They say your head was swollen to this big.
血肉模糊，看不清楚。
And I just could not clearly see you, me, because my body was covered with all the blood. And
但奇妙的是。
And, but it was amazing.
他们在这个 quarry 里面，这个矿石矿里面有个小的诊所，所有的小的矿啊，小的工厂都有一个小诊所。
Amazingly, even in this quarry, there was a small clinic.
叫了那个医生来。
So they called that doctor over.
他一看我还有气。
And he saw that I still had breath.
他就拉开以后给我打强心针。
And he pulled off my shirt and gave me a booster shot.
他们看见这个十字架。
And then they saw this cross.
他们看见这四个字。
And they saw these four words.
你们知道，在1970年，
you know that
全中国没有人讲上帝的。
In 1970, nobody in China would dare to talk about God.
传道人都关进去了。
Even the preachers were imprisoned.
圣经都烧完了。
And it burned out all the Bibles.
可是我这个见证，我这个跳下去这个事情本身是错的。
The thing about my jumping down the quarry is wrong.
是我对主没有信心。
It's because I had no faith in my Lord.
而且我看不到前途。
And because I saw no future.
我把命运掌在自己的手里。
So I held my fate in my hand.
是个失败的见证。
This is a testimony of failure.
是个软弱的见证。
A testimony of weakness.
可是主还是怜悯。
But our Lord was still merciful.
接着这个见证。神对人说话。
Through this testimony, God speaks to man.
这件事情，师院当时的2000个员工都知道。
And this thing about my jumping down the quarry is known to all the 2,000 people working there.
你们这里要是有人认上海师院，有谁在，尤其是在外语系工作的，没有人不知道这件事的。
If you know anybody who has any acquaintance at the teacher's school, and you would know this because everybody knew this.
话就传遍了。
So the news was widespread.
这个小姑娘信上帝的，居然没有死。
And I said, this girl who believed in God did not die.
那些工人还去研究了我跳的地方。
Those workers even went to the very spot where I jumped down to study it.
他们查到了血迹，在第一层的地方，他们看到了血。
And they found that on the first level, they saw the stain of blood.
他们到第二层地方也看见血。
They went down further to the second level, again they saw blood.
他们不能相信我还会有气。
They could not believe that I would have any breath left.
他们就把我送到最旧金的一个公社的小的诊所。
So they sent me to a small clinic, the nearest communal place.
我后脑全部裂开的。
And all the back of my head was cracked open.
左眼睛完全看不见。
My left eye was simply lost. I could not see anything.
腿断了好多地方。
And I had a broken leg in many places.
所以在那个小诊所里有一个医生。
In that small clinic, there was one doctor.
帮我剃了头，后面。
He
缝了后脑。
He just shaved my hair and stitches my head back.
也缝了眼睛。
And my eyes also.
他十分同情。
He was so sympathetic.
他说你这么年轻，为什么要走绝路？
He said, you're so young. Why are you committing suicide?
他说你只要好好交代就可以了。
All you have to do is just give them a good report.
他说我这里没有任何仪器。
Now, I don't have any apparatus here.
我不知道你的脑震荡到什么程度。
And I don't know how badly you're injured.
我也不知道你的眼睛将来能不能看。
And I don't know if you're able to see later on.
我只能尽我的力量帮你缝了。
I just did all I could. I, you know, put the stitches on the broken part.
我后来回想起来。
Then,
在1970年。
As I recall back that in 1970s,
上海的好医生都在哪里?
Where were all the excellent doctors in Shanghai?
都在乡下。
They were all sent to the countryside.
所以我相信替我缝头和缝眼睛的一定是一个技术很好的医生。
So I believe this doctor who must be a very good one.
但是这是主的恩典，没有人能够抢神的荣耀。
But I know this is the glory of God. Nobody can ever snatch glory from our God.
但是他们没有办法弄我的脚和腿。
However, they could not heal my legs.
就把我送到上海华山医院。
So they sent me to Hua San Hospital.In Shanghai.
我送进华山医院的时候是两个红卫兵押去的。
And I was sent there by two Red Guards.
所以华山医院当时都是赤脚医生。
And in those days, all the doctors at Hua San hospitals are bare feet doctors.
就是普通的人训练三个月到六个月就做医生的。
And these are the doctors, or ordinary people, who have been trained 3 to 6 months to become doctors.
所以送到那边他们一看就先检查我的瞳孔。
So, once I was sent there, they just examined my pupils.
他说死不了。
And they said, she will not die.
然后他说就让他咎由自取，尝尝自己要吃的苦。
Let her alone. Let him taste whatever she has done to herself.
不知道什么时候送我去的，因为我没有表。可是呢，一直到那天的半夜。
I didn't know when I was taken there because I had no watch, but at midnight.
才帮我上石膏。
They put the cast over my leg.
一面上石膏，一面骂。
While they were putting the cast on my legs, they were just yelling at me.
你自绝于人民，自绝于党。
Well, you separated yourself from people, from the party.
所以你活该。
So, you deserve it.
我们现在是用着无产阶级人道主义救你。
Now, because of the humanism,
proletarian humanism.
Philanterian?
Proletarian. That's a communist word.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, because of this, that we're saving you.
所以他们说我们可以告诉你 99.9% 残废。
So I could tell you that you will be paralyzed 99.9% of chance. You have to know that my cast is all the way up to here and on both of my legs and my head was all in bandage with one eye I could see
那天晚上
on that night
我真的像一个埃及的木乃伊。
I was just like an Egyptian mummy.
不能动。
I could not move.
但是那一天晚上
On
我跟我的神有一个交易。
I had a deal with my God.
以前我总觉得我是好孩子。
Before I used to think that I was a good kid.
虽然我说我们是罪人。
Although I said I was a sinner.
可是我对自己的罪从来不认识。
I never knew my own sins.
那天晚上
On that night,
我知道我是罪人。
I knew that I was a sinner.
我知道我没有理由活的。
And I knew there was no reason for me to
live on. 除非神救我，没有理由我可以有这口气的。
Unless God had saved me, there was no reason that I could live on.
所以那天晚上我对主说
Therefore that night I said to my Lord,
既然你救了我，
since you have saved me，
你不让我死，
you did not let me die，
但你知道让我不要成为别人的累赘，
but help me not to become other people's trouble，
因为医生说我 99.9% 残废，
because doctor has said 99.9% of a chance you would be paralyzed，
所以如果我残废，我就要麻烦别人来照顾我。
If once I became paralytic, that I would trouble others to take care of me.
我说主啊，求你医治我。
Heal me.
我愿意为你活。
I will live for you.
那天跟主的关系就这样的变成了一个亲密的关系。
Starting from that day, my relationship with my Lord has become an intimate one.
而且主的安排实在是奇妙。
And the Lord's arrangement is always so amazing.
因为我不会动了。
Because I cannot move.
连大小便都不能自理了。
I could not even take care of my personal needs.
所以红卫兵不要管我了。
So Red Guard did not want to have anything to do with me.
谁来伺候我？
Who will come to take care of me?
他们就打电话把我妹妹叫来。
So they call my sister.
把我带回家。
To take me home.
带回我娘家。
To take back to my mother's home.
那时候我们家四个女人。
At that time, there were four women in my home.
我外婆还活着。
My grandma still lives.
我妈妈。
And my mom.
我妹妹。
My sister.
和我。
And myself.
回到家的时候。
After we went back home.
我们抱着一团。
We just huddled one another.
哭着一团。
And we just cried all the way.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一段时间是主让我养伤的时候。
During this time, the Lord allowed me to recover.
不但是身体上养伤。
Not only physically.
主要的是我灵里被坚强起来。
But more importantly, my spirit is being strengthened.
外婆就每天用神的话安慰我。
Grandma comforted me every day with God's word.
我们四个人天天一起祷告。
And four of us pray daily.
我里面的希望活过来了。
And within me, this hope just was revived.
所以我们外面的人会软弱。
So our man could become very weak.
但我们里面的人非常重要。
But our inward man was extremely important.
所以人啊，神造我们的时候我们里面有一个空间是只有神自己能够来填满的。
So when God created us, within us there is this void. Only God can fill it.
真的，福音朋友们，你们看，你们如果去动物园的话，老虎、狮子、动物，他们吃饱了就知足了。
Gospel friends, this is true. When you go to a zoo, when you see the bears, lions, all the animals, once they eat, they seem to be satisfied.
但是人吃饱了，穿暖了，为什么不满足？
But man, why is we still not satisfied? Even after we eat, after we are well clothed?
所以我们有一个需要。
So we have this need.
这个需要只有神自己来填满的。
And this very need, only God can fill it.
这是一个奥秘。
And this is a mystery.
这就是主耶稣的生命。
And this is the Lord's life.
如果有了这个生命，
If you have this life,
我们真的什么都不怕。
Then we need to fear nothing.
所以在这一段养伤的时间里，
So during this period of time as I was recuperating,
我背诵神的话。
I just memorized God's word.
我跟主有交通。
And I fellowship with my Lord.
当我拆掉石膏。
When the cast was took off,
我站不起来。
I still could not stand up.
因为肌肉都萎缩了嘛。
Because all the muscles had now been regressed.
慢慢练到可以用两个支架走路的时候。
Now I kept working on it until I was able to walk on crutches.
我马上又被关进去。
Right away, I was taken back to prison.
二十几岁的人。
I was in my 20s.
做了什么错事？
What wrongs did I do?
就是出身不好。
The only thing is I had a bad birth.
所以 但是在人看来，我似乎是一个真是倒霉的人。
From man's point of view, I was such a righteous person.
但是今天我的心满了感谢。
But today my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
因为这些受苦实在是与我有益。
Because all these sufferings are profitable to me.
因为在苦难中我经历神。
I experience God.
因为在苦难中我遇见神。
In sufferings, I met him.
我被押回学校的时候。
As I was taken back to school.
那时候正好是人防劳动。记不记得人防劳动造防空洞中国全国造防空洞的日子、
During those times
the tunnels
they were making tunnels for, to
prepare
for the air raid、
所以呢我就打石子从大石子打碎石子这是一种工作
my job was to smash the big stones into the smaller pieces
然后到脚稍微可以走的时候就开始就要做砖头
At the time when I was able to walk barely and I was assigned to work on bricks
但是他们认为我这一次在十二山的这一跳这影响太坏了
But they thought that my incident of jumping down the quarry was so badhad such a bad influence.
所以把我押回去要开一个批斗会来肃清流毒。
So they ran me back to the meeting.
冬天的时候非常冷。
During the winter time, it was extremely cold.
但是也没生病。
But I didn't become ill either.
所以有主的同在
So with the Lord's presence,
就是天堂。
Then it is heaven.
我们经历我们的一生中间上上下下的事情经历太多了
I have experienced so many things throughout all my life all the ups and downs
今天我能够走路
Today I'm able to walk
我能够游泳
I'm able to swim
而且我全身没有一个疤
And there was not even scar in my body
这里有医生
And we have
你们没法解释的。
You simply cannot explain this.
而且当年，在一九七九年，我让陈忠伟看过我的腿。
In 1979, Dr. 陈忠伟 examined my legs.
因为他是很出名的骨科。
Because he was a very famous orthopedic surgeon.
他说我有一个骨片游离了。是不是需要把这个腿敲断，重新再接骨
？And he said there was one piece of my bone was dislocated, so do we need to break the leg and redo it again?
Yeah, 我就告诉他
，And I told him,
我的主依我到什么地步，就让他到这个地步。
I told him that to the extent my Lord has healed it, let it be that way.
至少到今天为止，我还可以走。
At least until today, I'm still able to walk.
我的明天在主手里。
My tomorrow is in the hand of my God.
我不担心。
I'm not worried at all.
有主，经历主，实在是我们人生最大的祝福。
Now, having the Lord, experiencing Him, is the greatest blessing of all our lives.
他负我们全部的责任。
He takes the full responsibility of us all.
所以我们依靠的是什么
？So what is that we rely on?
今天是我提出这个问题，希望这里所有的福音朋友好想想。
Today I pose this question to all our gospel friends. Think about it carefully.
在夜深人静的时候。
At the dark and quiet night,
你的心里是不是完全的满足
Is your heart fully satisfied?
你是不是心里没有一点惧怕
Is there any fear in your heart whatsoever?
没有一点担忧
With no worry?
有没有有的心事真的连自己最亲的亲人也不懂
Do you have any things that even your closest friend and family members cannot understand?
而且人确实有灵魂的。
And men do have souls.
你的灵魂将来去哪里
？Where is your soul going to be?
想过没有？
Have you ever thought of it?
还是有些事情我们都不想算了？
Or maybe you have things you don't even bother to think about.
做基督徒啊，不是单单为了灵魂上天堂。
Becoming a Christian is not simply for your soul to go to heaven.
而是在地上就有主的同行。
Instead, it is while you are on earth, you have your Lord to walk with you.
而且神在我们每一个人身上，他都有一个旨意的。
And the Lord
有一个计划的。
Individual, he does have this will, does have this plan.
我因为不认识这个计划。
Now I, because I did not know this plan before.
我自己有自己的计划。
So I had my own plans.
结果我的计划全部破产。
So all my plans went bankrupt.
甚至于不想活在世上。
To the point that I didn't want to live anymore in this world.
一直到我跟这个主结上了这个关系。
But until the day when I had to resume this relationship with him,
我看到了他的信实。
I saw his faithfulness.
我看到了他的慈爱。
I saw his mercies.
你说我们到美国来，来的时候$100下飞机的我。
When we came to the States, as I came off the airplane, I had about $100.
我就是跟主说，我就祷告对主说。
So I prayed to the Lord, saying,
尽管美国我们有亲戚。
Even though I have no relatives in the States,
we do have relatives
in the States.
但是不要让我们成为人家的负担。
But don't ever let me become other people's burden.
我单单依靠你。
I solely depend on you.
我就向山举目。
I simply lift up my eyes to the mountains.
我的帮助从何而来？
Where does my help come from?
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from the Lord who creates the heavens and earth.
现在差不多30年过去了。
Now it's almost 30 years ahead.It's 28 years since I came here in 1981.
没有问人家借过一块钱。
I have never borrowed $1 from others.
从来没有觉得缺乏过。
Never did I feel that I lacked anything.
每天都是靠主的恩典带过来。
Every day by God, the Lord's grace,
他量给我们什么工作，我们就做什么工作。
Whatever work my God has measured out for me to do, that I will do.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
把我们放在他的身体里。
He has placed us in his body.
有弟兄姊妹真好。
It's so wonderful to have brought in sisters around.
像这样的亲情，在主以外是找不到的。
Such a intimate friendship, you could never find it outside the Lord.
所以，因为我尝过我的人生尝到过这样的甜美的滋味。
Because in my life, I have tasted such wonderful, tasted such wonderful goodness.
我巴不得这里的福音朋友能够得到这一位神。
I just wish so much all our gospel friends will receive this God.
让他成为你们的父亲。
Let him become your blessing.
我们除了地上的父亲，我们
Let him become your,
更需要这位天上的父亲。
Let him become your father. Apart from our earthly fathers, we also need this heavenly father.
地上的父亲会离开我们，像我的父亲就离我而去了。
Earthly fathers will one day leave us, just like my father pass away.
不会一直在我们身边的。
They will never stay with us all the time.
但是这位天上的父亲，
But this Heavenly Father,
时时刻刻都在看过我们。
Moment by moment, He's watching over you.
时间已经过了，是吧？
Is our time up?
已经过了，来不及讲其他的。
I don't have time to share with you on other things.
因为太多的事情。
Because there's so many other things.
真是真实的。
God is true.
是可以经历的。
He's the one you could experience.
好，我们今天就聚会到这里。
We have to conclude our meeting at this point.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer, please?
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
孩子，真是站在这里见证你所做的一切。
Your child simply testifies all the things you have done for me.
认识主耶稣。
Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
信靠主耶稣。
Believing in Jesus Christ.
是我一生最大的祝福。
Is the greatest blessing in all my life.
我愿意这一个祝福临到这里的每一位朋友。
I wish that this blessing will come to every gospel friend here.
我愿意在这里聚会的每一位都跟你有一个个人的亲密的关系。
And I desire that everyone who meets here would have this personal intimate relationship with you.
让我们活在你的光里。
So that we could live in your light.
把荣耀来归给你。
To give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.